Rabbi Yoel Karen now joins us. He's another personality of people, Jewish people in Israel, who are working very diligently at the task of preparing to build that next temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Rabbi Karen, Jews in Jerusalem are preparing to build the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and as I understand it, they're following the pattern that was laid out by Maimonides, the great Jewish sage who wrote many, many years ago a great treatment on Herod's temple. And is that the pattern they're following right now? And if that be the case, why are they following that pattern?
Pretty much because we don't have any other temple to go off of. You know, we know how the second temple was built. We have extensive details that were written on it by people who saw it themselves. So that we can build. Ezekiel's temple has never been built. In fact, when they built the second temple, they tried to incorporate elements of Ezekiel's vision that they thought they could more or less understand. What they didn't understand, they left alone. So it was sort of a mix, the second temple, Herod's temple. So we're working off of that same pattern because, I mean, to tell you the truth, Ezekiel's temple would require topographical changes to the city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount itself. It's much more vast and expansive than any temple that's ever been built. So there's no way that we can, with our own hands, build the temple that's described by Ezekiel. We're working on what we can do.
As I understand it, and I think it was you who said it in a conversation that we had before, that basically when Zerubbabel returned to Jerusalem from the Babylonian captivity with about 50,000 Jewish people, they did somewhat of a simple building of a worship center there on the Temple Mount. They began very simply, and then Herod came along and refurbished it for many years later down the line. Is that correct?
Exactly. When they first came back, they built an altar. That was the first thing they did. And then the first structure that was actually there, the first temple, was actually made of wood. And you can actually see this not only in our own historical records, but you can see it in the prophets. In the book of Haggai, they've already got the altar set up, but they won't build the temple. They don't want to move. They're saying the time isn't right. And the prophet is sitting there prophesying against the Jewish people at that time. He says, go get wood and build the house, and I will accept it. So the first structure there was wood, and then there was a very simple stone edifice placed around it, and then Herod came along and expanded it.
Now, indeed, will there ultimately one day be a Ezekiel temple, the one that's described in Ezekiel 40 to 46, 202 verses, detailed information, and you've already said how different it is from the other temples. They tried to incorporate some of Ezekiel's temple in Herod's temple. That was not possible for them to understand. But will there eventually be an Ezekiel temple on the Temple Mount?
Without doubt, there will be. It's not for you and I to know every how and why of everything. I only have to know one thing, is that God Almighty's word never returns void. He promised it. He'll work the details out. I don't know exactly how it will happen, but I know for sure it will happen as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow.
That's for sure. I can guarantee that as well. The promise is there in the Davidic covenant. There seems to be, though, one little bit of a problem as it relates to building the temple on the Temple Mount. All the preparations, all the men have been trained, etc., etc. But what about that Dome of the Rock? Must it go before you put the temple up?
It has to go. As I've said before, number one, I have no authority and I have no desire to create a new Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies, where the high priest must go in once a year, the very center of the entire temple complex is sitting under that dome. And that's a fact. And I know that people have all sorts of wild theories that they've created, but that is an archaeological, historical, and architectural fact, that it was there and you can't get it to work out to be anywhere else. I've studied this for many, many years, and a lot of money has gone into researching this subject. It's there. I wouldn't want it anywhere else. And even if I could build it somewhere else, there's no way that I'm going to have some blasphemous Islamic shrine sitting next to it. There's no partnership with darkness. There's no covenant with evil.
Rabbi, are the Jewish people, the man in the street there in Jerusalem and throughout all of Israel, in fact, are the Jewish people ready for a temple on the Temple Mount? Do they want one, or what's the status?
Look, sir, if you had asked me this 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said, sadly, absolutely not. There are only a few crazies, if you will, that would want such a thing. But it was just last year, I believe, that a poll was taken by, I forget which organization, which one of the polling organizations did it. And around half of the population, just over half, now say they want a temple. So this was a major shock to me. As much as I want to hear such a thing, I never imagined that I would hear it coming that fast. So the reality can change. It can change overnight. God has his way of working.
Is there any effort to try to excite the Jewish people about putting up a temple on the Temple Mount? I know that you are working very closely with some other personalities involved in preparations to build the temple. Are you working to try to excite the body politic of Israel and the Jewish people around the world for the temple to be built there in Jerusalem?
Of course, we recently had a temple conference at the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem, which is the showpiece synagogue for the entire capital of Israel. And the place was packed out. I was so happy to see it. The place was packed out with people to come and hear lecture after lecture and explanations. And so a widely publicized event, heavily attended by across the religious spectrum. You know, some people don't realize that there are some of the more conservative elements of the religious public in Israel. They say we can't move to do things like building a temple. We will wait for the Messiah to come and he'll do it for us. But I'm telling you, it was heavily attended by people all across the religious world, and even non-religious people were there. So, yeah, the public relations work is going on. It's working. People are getting turned on. The Temple Institute's vessels that go out on public display, like the huge golden menorah, this is now just, it's not some sort of a curiosity now. It's a standard. This is a tourist attraction of Jerusalem. People come to see it. So it's putting it in the minds, putting it in the hearts. It's there. It's becoming the consensus and not the fringe.
Rabbi Karen, down through the centuries since the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, there have been efforts to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount. But in our present time, are we the closest we've ever been? And by saying that, then, are you thinking that maybe in your lifetime the temple will stand in Jerusalem?
I believe so. You know, I can't predict anything. I'm not one of those prophets that I study every day. But I can tell you that as much as I've heard people predict and claim and say that they've got it worked out and they've read the scriptures and they've figured things out in Gog and Magog, I'm telling you, from what I see, there's no denying that something is right around the corner and something big. Like I always say, we've read ahead in the book, we know how it turns out. But I used to not be so sure that I would see these things in my lifetime, and now my opinion is rapidly changing.
Well, Rabbi Yoel Karen, he's one of the personalities preparing to build the next temple. And Rabbi, we so appreciate your participation in this special edition of Prophecy Today as we focus on the building of the next temple. Thank you, my dear friend. We'll talk again down the line.
God bless.